This podcast, thanks to wineforia.com.au, putting great Australian wines that you might not have tried right in your glass. Order the exclusive introductory offer now and save over $100 on the recommended retail price. Visit wineforia.com.au. That's wine, P-H-O-R-I-A.com.au.
Now, there's a story today of some concern published in Fairfax by Scott Hennaford. And it says, work on a simple blood test that could help identify and prevent Alzheimer's is at risk of stalling due to a cloud over funding. Since 2006, teams of researchers across the country have been studying more than 1,100 people at regular intervals, collecting data they hope will pinpoint lifestyle and health factors that lead to Alzheimer's. That's led to the head of the neurodegenerative disease research at the Garvan Institute, Dr. Bryce Vissel, to phone the program. Dr. Vissel, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm indebted to you for your expertise. Tell me what you can tell me a little more about this story that's published today.
But first of all, to state up front, I'm not part of that study. I'm not in that study. I don't run that study. I'm actually commenting as a scientist and a colleague. I'm aware of these guys. I know them well, and I understand their research and that they're, you know, some of Australia's top researchers who are talking about this problem. The essential thing that they're talking about is a major study that's taking place at the moment in Australia, which I think is going to be a major international contribution to Alzheimer's research and understanding. And they've started a study which has been going since 2006, which is the largest study of its type ever in Australia, to try and look at the things that predict the onset of dementia, and also to develop a blood test that hopefully that will actually allow people to be detected for dementia much earlier, which of course will allow us ultimately to treat it much earlier. It's a critical development at the moment and a critical thing we need to achieve. Now, what the story is saying is that despite the fact that they've invested in Australia, Australian government have invested enormously in this research, it looks like they're under threat of the funding being pulled, and therefore the study may be having to be folded before it's completed. And this would be a significant tragedy for Australian research. So
that'd be 8 years' work basically down the drain unless we can complete it, obviously.
Look, I mean, I think the thing is in research, and let's just put in perspective, first of all, the problem we're dealing with and then come back to that. Mm. But the scope of the problem is that at the moment there's 350,000 Australians with dementia, right? Mm. It's going to be 400,000 less than 10 years, and it's going to be a million by 2050 unless we get a cure. There's nothing at the moment that can stop or slow dementia. It's a terrible, devastating disease when you see it in people. And one of the critical things we need to achieve on a worldwide scale is a better understanding of what predicts the disease and how we can get in there and treat it earlier. This is a big challenge at the moment in research. Now, in research, we don't always know what the answer is going to be.
No.
We ask the question, and the important thing is whether it's a yes or a no. At the moment, they're basically testing a number of predictors of disease, and it may come out. It may come out that some of those predictors are wrong, that they don't predict the disease. Mm. But the important thing is that we need to get a definitive no or a definitive yes. And the only way to get that definitive no or that definitive yes is to take the study through to completion. If it turns out to be definitive no, then that's fantastic for medical research. It might seem like, oh, well, that was a waste of money. On the contrary, it tells us where we need to be heading. Mm. It's essential for medical research that this study, I think, is continued. And it's a worry in general in Australia that the funding for research is so precarious at times. It really does mean that we take studies forward, we take them to the brink of success, and then if the funding runs out, that study has to get pulled.
Well, you'd know that in other areas, we almost have to beg for funding for motor neuron disease through Professor Rowe, one of your colleagues from the Macquarie Hospital.
Right.
And it happens now. I read here that it costs us almost $5 billion a year in direct health and aged care.
Yeah.
The amount of money we're looking at over 5 years, I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is an additional $200 million. Is that right?
No. So that's a separate thing. What they're saying, and I think they're actually giving credit here, in credit to Tony Abbott and his government, they made a commitment, and they're going to put, which for Australia is a lot of money, is $200 million into Alzheimer's research over the next 5 years.
Okay.
Right, and that's a credit to the Abbott government, and I think to an understanding that this is a major international problem and a major Australian problem that needs to be addressed. And, you know, we can keep working on getting better care and having more homes for elderly and so on. But at the end of the day, what we really need to be doing is treating this disease, and that's, we've got to put a bet on that and really make a good go at it. And to say Australia's at the front end of that. And so the $200 million that Tony Abbott's put in, it's on the, you know, when you on an international scale, it's important. And what's the problem is that money is not going to be made available in time, it looks like, for this study to continue.
Have you got? I know you're not associated with it, but have you got a ballpark figure of how much is needed to complete the study?
I actually don't have that answer in front of me. I actually don't know the answer to that.
Okay, well, maybe I can talk to the people who are actually doing it.
Yeah.
On your say-so, and find out what sort of money is required so that we can approach the government and the minister responsible, Mr. Dutton, about Philip, that can get us to that area where, you know, they need to cover before the $200 million does become available.
Right. And the other thing that they're saying is correct. The process of getting to the $200 million, we have this thing called grant processes, and those are reviewed by peers, and it becomes competitive. And sometimes, you know, this sort of study may not end up getting funded through that process. And that doesn't mean the study is bad. It doesn't mean the study shouldn't be done. But it would mean that if it's decided there's a more important study that needs to be funded right now, this study then starts to fall over. And so I think they're saying, look, the $200 million, if we can get to there, would be and get access to that, that'd be fabulous. But we're not even guaranteed that. So, you know, give us some certainty here. We've put all this money in, and let's face it, it's still the people listening to your radio show pay taxes. Those taxes are supporting this study. And they're saying, look, just don't let it fall over, because it's going to be important for Australians that we know the outcome of this. And I think that's the message, and I'm sure that they would appreciate the support.
All right, Doctor, we'll continue to give that support. Thanks for phoning the program.
Great pleasure.
Thank you. Dr. Bryce Vissel, Head of Neurodegenerative Disease Research at the Garvan Institute, who do a wonderful job themselves. This study, known as the AIBL study, expected to run out of money in less than 12 months, placing in jeopardy the data upon which the researchers are relying. And they've been going for 8 years, so we'll pass on those concerns, obviously, to the minister.
This podcast, thanks to winefourear.com.au, putting great Australian wines that you might not have tried right in your glass. Order the exclusive introductory offer now and save over $100 on the recommended retail price. Visit winefourier.com.au. That's wine, P-H-O-R-I-A.com.au.